Hello, this is a podcast recorded by Rachel Nicol and Priya Palanivelle of Raydon Solicitors. Today's podcast is on divorce, the basics. Rachel, a common question that we get asked by clients is, can I actually get divorced?
In England and Wales, you can get divorced if you have been married for at least a year and your relationship has irretrievably broken down.
And that's the only ground, isn't it? What are the factors to prove that one ground?
In England and Wales, although a topic of hot debate at the moment, we have a fault-based system. And there are five grounds. The first one being adultery. The second, unreasonable behaviour. The third, two-year separation, which requires the consent of the other party. Desertion. And five-year separation with no consent.
And does it matter who the petitioner is? Does it have any bearing on the finances or any children matters?
This is actually a common question which gets asked, and the simple answer is no. The reason for the breakdown of the marriage will have no bearing on the financial outcome or any children-related matters. And this has been made very clear by the courts. I would say that the only advantage to sometimes being the petitioner is that you are obviously more in control of the divorce process itself.
And what is the process once, you know, a client or the couple have decided that they're ready to get divorced? What is the process and how long does it take?
So once you've come to the conclusion that you would like to get a divorce, and the particular fact you are going to be relying on, you need to complete a divorce petition. The petition itself is a specific document and asks for specific information. By that I mean it asks for the names of the parties, where you got married, questions really like that. And then once you've completed that document, it is best practice to send it to your spouse to try and get the whole document agreed before sending it to the court.
And what is the required paperwork that goes with the petition?
So accompanying your petition to the court needs to be your original marriage certificate. If that a marriage certificate is in a foreign language, then it will need to be translated. And also you will require a statement of reconciliation. Now that is a document which solicitors are required to complete, and they have to state whether they have considered with their client the idea of reconciliation.
And another common question is, obviously, how much is it all going to cost?
Over the last couple of years, the administrative cost of getting a divorce has unfortunately gone up. As at today, the cost is £550, but that will cover you for... That covers the whole divorce process, so from the time that the divorce petition is issued until the decree absolute is granted at the end.
And do you have any practical tips for a couple who want to get divorced amicably?
Yes. If someone comes to me and they say that they want the whole process to be amicable, it is best to try and agree the petition. So one thing I find that tends to be most contentious is when one party is looking to get divorced on the basis of the other party's unreasonable behaviour. And if you can sit down with your soon-to-be former spouse to try and agree those agree the particulars of behaviour, for example, then the whole process is much smoother.
And it just reduces the temperature, doesn't it, out of the whole process?
It reduces the temperature, and also I think it sets the tone for the rest of the proceedings in terms of resolving the finances, because if you can have an amicable, if you can agree the divorce on an amicable basis, it's you then hope that the rest will follow.
What can clients do if there are assets that need dividing?
So, in focusing on the petition itself, there is a question, I think towards the back of the petition, if you want to make financial claims for yourself, i.e. as the petitioner, and children, if you have any. Quite often at the divorce stage, there can be uncertainty about what assets there are, and within the process, there is a mechanism for both parties to provide what we call financial disclosure, and that will that tends to happen before any decisions need to be made about dividing the assets up. But certainly in the petition itself, there is a section which deals with that.
And finally, why should clients take legal advice before getting divorced?
I think that there is probably three reasons, I would say. One, so that clients can be fully appraised and informed about the process. Secondly, they can be alive to the costs that are likely to incur, that are likely to be incurred. And I think it's important that I point out here that the costs that can be involved in dealing with the divorce side of things are obviously separate to the costs that are involved in, can be involved in dealing with the overall financial resolution of a case. And they can also be, thirdly, alive to any practical steps that they might need to consider.
Thank you, Rachel.